Hello and Merry Christmas. My name is Sean Booth and you are so welcome to Open Arms Church. Today we have got live services happening in our Kildare location right now as I speak. And also, we've got two evening services happening tonight at 5 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. So if you want to join us tonight, all you have to do is jump on openarms.ie where you can book your seat and you would be more than welcome to come along. Unfortunately, due to the new restrictions, our Dublin venue is not allowing us to open up. So we're going to be looking at finding a new venue in the new year and also finding a permanent home in South Dublin for our church community. And we'll be updating you with that in the coming months. But also, we're going to be having a special Christmas Eve service for the family this Thursday night at 6:30 that you can join with us live on YouTube or Facebook, or you can just decide to watch it at any time over the Christmas holidays. But you will be sure to enjoy it, as it is for not just for all adults, but also for children included also. And you will really enjoy it. So thank you for spending time with us today. I hope you've enjoyed all of our Christmas carols and our creative pieces. Our team has invested dozens of hours just for this Christmas service and our live services. So I want to give them a massive thank you. But if you're watching on Facebook today, why don't you just hit the share button and share this with your world. If you're watching on YouTube, well, you can just hit the like button. It helps us get the word out. But why don't you just put into the comment section, Merry Christmas, or Happy Christmas, whichever is your preference, so that we can connect with you today. But today is also week 4 of our Christmas series, Hope on the Horizon. And Christmas is just a few days away. Preparation is in full swing. The shops are busy once again. The schools are getting ready to close. And we want to take the opportunity to remind you that Jesus is the hope of the world. He is the reason for this season. And Christmas is all about celebrating this hope. Now, I know that many are struggling this year financially, mentally, emotionally, many feeling like they are ending the year with more or less hope than they had before they entered the year. And so I want to encourage you today, hope is on the horizon. This is not the end. This is not how things will always be. This season will not suffocate you. This weight and this burden will not crush you. This struggle will not defeat you, but hope is on the horizon. Jesus will be your strength and he will be the source of your comfort and your hope. Now, I'm very aware that they are easy words to say, but they can be really difficult words to hear, to believe, and to put into practice. I have personally experienced so much pain and suffering, feeling like giving up, feeling like at the end of myself and hopeless. But Jesus has never given up on me. He has always been my strength. He has always been there for me every single time. He's been my strength and my comfort. And yes, Christmas is about family and fun and giving gifts. But more importantly, Christmas is about Jesus. And Jesus is our hope. And I want to encourage you today, hold on to Jesus. He is your hope and he will be your hope from now until forevermore. So as I was preparing for this sermon, I wanted to have an encouraging title like I always try to have. And I was thinking, you know, hope is on the way or hope is coming. Someone suggested, ho, ho, hope, which I thought was a terrible, terrible joke. But I couldn't help but think that as we make that statement, hope is on the horizon, hope is on the way, I can't help but think that it raises the question to the forefront of our minds and to the tips of our tongue, when? When will I see hope? When will I see hope in my life and in my situation? Well, when will I begin to see things change? When will I begin to feel some sense of relief? Do you know when this is going to come? Do you know what time it is going to be when this hope is going to come? Do you know when I'm going to see and experience this hope that you're talking about? Do we have a time for it? Do we know when it's going to come? When will I ever see hope realized in my life? In fact, isn't that the question that we're all asking at the moment? When? When will things go back to normal? When will things begin to open fully again? When will we begin to see light at the end of this long and dark tunnel? When? You know, that was the question that was at the forefront of the mind of the first century Palestinian Jews for many, many centuries as they were waiting for the promised Messiah, the Christ, the Redeemer. They were waiting for the one who was prophesied for thousands of years that would be their salvation, who would come to free all people from sin and slavery, from poverty and persecution, and would bring with him a great freedom and forgiveness for all. Each person was asking, when will I see hope? Until one moment, in the most unexpected circumstances, in the most unexpected conditions, in the most underwhelming way that people had expected the arrival of the Savior of the world to arrive, we are introduced to an impoverished, homeless, Middle Eastern couple who have recently been engaged and who are now expecting a newborn baby that's going to be born outside of wedlock. In fact, the fiancé was not even the father, but God himself. And their names are Joseph and Mary. We're going to pick up the story in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. If you want to turn with me there in your Bible, we read in verse 4. It says, "So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child." So she was pregnant even before she was married to Joseph. And we know that she had experienced the Immaculate Conception. She conceived her son through the Holy Spirit. And it says this in verse 6. It says, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born." The time that everyone had been waiting for had come. The time came for the baby to be born. When? When no one expected it, and especially where no one expected it. You see, at a time in this moment when Jesus was being born, people were at their most hopeless. They were devastated. They were under persecution. They were in the midst of poverty. Many had probably given up hope. And the time had finally come for hope to arrive from heaven to earth. The arrival of the Christ, the Savior, our strength and our Redeemer. The time had finally come for hope, eternal hope, to be born. And this is why we celebrate Christmas. Because of this time, this moment, when hope came home, when hope came to my home and your home, when hope came to stay. And it says this in verse 7, "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, whose name was Jesus. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available to him." Now, I'm sure like many people today, we've got a nativity set at home, nice ornaments there. You've got all the different figurines. And in there, we have Jesus lying in a manger. Looks like a really comfortable little bed. But a manger isn't a bed. It's definitely not a cot that should be used for a newborn baby, let alone the Savior of the world. But a manger is a feeding trough. It's where the animals would come to eat food out of. And so we see here that the greatest event in all history, the most anticipated and expected time that people had been waiting for, happened in the most humble of circumstances. This setting was a dark, damp, and dirty environment. This was not the home of royalty. This was not the palace in which people had expected their Savior, their King, to be born. This was not the place that the Israelites had expected that the Christ, their Savior of mankind, would be born. It was not in accordance with their expectations. We should never limit God by our expectations. The place in which he comes to do a work in us and the time in which he chooses to do in us to do it is the perfect place and the perfect time. Far greater than we could ever plan for or expect. Now I know that your expectations for 2020 didn't go exactly to plan. I know that they weren't exactly according to your plans and your preparations and your expectations. But let me throw a spanner in the works for a moment, if I can. What if this year was perfectly designed in order for you to be formed into the man and woman in which God has called you to be? What if instead of a palace, you received a manger? The exact opposite in what you thought you may have even deserved. But you need to realize the greatness is often birthed out of the most unexpected places. Greatness is often birthed out of suffering. Greatness is often birthed out of tragedy. Greatness is often birthed out of obscurity. Greatness is often birthed out of the most least expected places and the least expected people. And I want to say to you today that the Lord sees greatness in you. He sees greatness in you, and he's calling greatness out of you right now, in this moment, through this situation. Not when you have everything in place, not when you have everything together, not when you feel like the right person in the right place at the right time, but now. He can birth greatness through what you're walking through. He can birth greatness through your lost expectations. He can birth greatness out of your disappointment and your pain and your suffering, out of the place in which he's called you to be the person in which he has created you to be. What if life is not about what you've been given or what you've not been given, but what if life is about what God has placed in your hands and using what he's placed in your hands with an attitude that believes that he's called me towards greatness? You see, you may have expected everything to fall into place when everything has fallen apart. You may have expected a promotion when you experienced rejection. You may have expected a partner to come your way when all you've had is isolation with yourself. You may have expected love when you experienced loneliness. And what if you allowed God to use this place in which you find yourself in? What if you allowed him to use the person in which you look at in the mirror and looks back at you? And what if you allowed him to use this time, which might not be the right time or the perfect time, but you allowed him to birth something new in you that will cause you to see greatness pulled out of you, that will cause you to see it turn from poverty into riches, to see it come from death into new life, to see it come from disappointment into success, out of obscurity into light, and maybe, just maybe, from lost expectations into new experiences. So that to answer the question that we all have right now, when will I see hope? The answer is now is the perfect time. And this is the perfect place to see hope in your life. Today, right now, not tomorrow or in the new year where 2021 is going to somehow make everything miraculously better, but right now, even in the midst of your pain and your suffering, even in the midst of the most unexpected and underwhelming place in which you find yourself in, you can experience the greatest hope that God has to offer. Jesus is here, and he is ready for you. He is waiting for you. Will you seize this time? Will you seize this opportunity? Will you seize this moment to grasp the greatest hope of the world? To decide to end this year holding on to a hope that you never had before, and to decide to enter into 2021 with more hope than you ever had before, knowing and believing, I survived 2020. I survived anxiety. I survived depression. I just survived disappointment. I just survived those times in my life where I felt at the end of myself and like giving up. I may have lost people. I may have lost my job or my income or my strength and resilience, but I found Jesus. I found the greatest hope that I could ever have. And you know what this hope is going to give me? It's going to give me more strength. It's going to allow me to see forward more than ever before. It's going to give me more resilience as I choose to hold on to hope and never let go. You know, my boys are getting really excited for Christmas. I got three boys, Levi, Liam, and Isaac, 6, 4, and 2. My 6-year-old Levi, you know, he knows exactly when Christmas is going to be. He knows that it's so many days. And then the next day is his birthday, which he was born in St. Stephen's Day. My two-year-old, he wakes up every morning saying, "It's Christmas." You know, ever since he saw the decorations go up, he thought it was Christmas. So Christmas morning, getting the presents is just going to be an extra bonus for him. But my middle boy, Liam, who's four, we bought him an advent calendar. And in that, every morning he wakes up and he opens it up. He eats his chocolate, which he loves. And he knows how many days it is till Christmas. 13 days, 10 days, 6 days. But even yet, he always asks, "Is it time yet? Is it time yet? When is Christmas? Is it close yet? When is it going to be?" All the time, right up until the moment in which he wakes in the morning, "Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" And on that morning, he will wake with exuberance and energy. He will wake with an anticipation and an expectation, asking, "Is it time yet?" Waiting to hear the answer from his dad, "Yes, son, it's time." And I want to say to you today, it's time. It is time for you to let go. It is time for you to jump in. It is time for you to surrender. It's time for you to commit. It's time for you to forgive. It's time for you to overcome. It's time for you to give that up. It's time for you to start. It might even be time for you to finish. Listen to me. Stop waiting for when. For hope is here, and hope is here to stay, and hope is here for you to see right now, today. So I want to encourage you, step out and seize it. Grasp the hope that is in front of you and hold on to this hope, because it is available to you today. And then begin your tomorrow, entering into your tomorrow with hope, with Jesus, like it's the last thing you have. And he will lead you through the day with more hope and resilience and strength and faith than you ever had before. Because I know that there's so many of you, you're waiting for when to happen. You're waiting for tomorrow to come before it will even begin. But I say to you, now is the time, right here. Hope is here. Don't wait for Christmas morning. Don't wait for New Year's morning to happen before you may try to finally start it or finally believe. But hope is here. Waiting for when is over. Grasp, seize, and see the hope that's in front of you. For today is the day of hope. Now is the time of hope to be realized in our life. Let's seize this hope together. Let's take hold of Jesus, our greatest hope. Hope that was wrapped up in the form of a baby and placed in a manger, which may not have been the greatest place, but yet it was the perfect place. It was a place in which greatness was birthed out of. Let's take hold of this hope that never ceases, that never gives up. A hope that came to seek and to save you and me. A hope that came to so that we may turn from lost to be found. From death to enter into new life. Just like the Father did as he went out to find his lost son. Jesus came to find us, to forgive us, to heal us, and to love us. And to then pour out his Holy Spirit upon us, to give us a plan and a purpose for our life, and to set us out on our way, and to walk with us every single day. And he took away our guilt, and he took away our shame, and he took away the ability of having to carry our own burdens, being so weighed down, being so stressed out, being so anxious with life, because we're trying to do it ourselves. And he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you hope. I will give you the strength to carry on today and into your tomorrow." So let hope arise in you this Christmas. Let hope burn away all of the anxiety and stress. Let hope cause you to look heavenwards and no longer downwards. Let hope cause you to raise your head above your circumstances, because tomorrow is not going to solve all your problems. 2021 is not going to make everything better. Waiting for when is over. Hope is here today, right now, waiting for you. Jesus is ready, He's here and he wants you to call on him, and he's waiting for you to follow him. Hey, I want to lead you into a prayer of salvation right now. A prayer of starting again. A prayer of leaving your old selves behind and following Jesus. You know, whether you are making this for the first time or the 21st time or the 100th time, it is a call to commitment. I'm giving up doing it by myself and doing it my way. Jesus, I'm laying it down and choosing to hold on to you as my hope and my strength. Would you right now, and where you are, repeat this prayer after me as we pray together and simply say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I am lost. I am struggling. I need you. Forgive me. Save me. Find me and help me as I follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Hey, if you pray that prayer for the very first time, we'd love to connect with you today. And all we'd ask you to do is go to openarms.ie/connect. And there you'll see a very simple form. You can just tick the box and give my life to Jesus. We're going to send you a text and an email just inviting you to a simple Zoom group called Next Steps. We'll be able to just meet you in the first week of January and hear your story and help you along this path and this journey to help make this commitment, not just a one-time thing, but for a lifetime into eternity. But I want to pray for all of us today as we get ready. We're going to enter into another song of worship and then a Merry Christmas song. And as we get ready for these next few days to celebrate Christmas together, I want to just pray for you, your life, your family, your home. Lord, I thank you for every single person that's hearing my voice right now. Lord, I pray that you would cause us to turn to you for our hope. Lord, for all of us that have our minds so focused on tomorrow or the next thing or when things will happen or waiting for when, God, I pray that you would help us to be in the moment, to be present, to seize what you've given us, to be grateful, and to hold on to the hope as we enter into our tomorrow with a greater hope and fervence, perseverance and resilience that we've never had before. Lord, I pray that you would help us this Christmas to remember who this is about. This is all about Jesus Christ, who was birthed out of the most unexpected place, but you knew exactly where it was to be. God, I pray that you would help us as we find ourselves in the most unexpected places, knowing that you have perfectly designed this to form us into the man and woman which you've created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.